Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Indian Space Research Organization successfully launches US-based AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite from Sriharikota. UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression, Irene Khan, warns climate of entrenched impunity fueling mob violence in Bangladesh. Trump administration changes US H-1B work visa process, replacing lottery system with wage and skill-based selection. Libya's Army Chief of Staff Mohammad Ali Ahmed Al-Haddad and four others killed in air crash near Ankara. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in second T20 international to take a 2-0 lead in 5-match series. And now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully launched the United States AST Space Mobile's Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite. It was launched at 8:55 a.m. today from the second launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated everyone involved in the mission.
Extremely happy to announce that LBM-3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
Load was AST Space Mobile's Bluebird Block 2, a massive 6.5-ton communication satellite, the heaviest commercial satellite LVM-3 has deployed to low Earth orbit from India. This marks the sixth operational flight of the reliable LVM-3 heavy lift vehicle. Bluebird Block 2 aims to deliver space-based cellular broadband directly to unmodified smartphones, revolutionizing connectivity in remote areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the ISRO on the successful launch of the LVM-3-M6 mission. In a series of social media posts, he said, the successful LVM-3-M6 launch, placing the heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil, Bluebird Block 2, into its indented orbit, marks a proud milestone in India's space journey. Mr. Modi called it a significant stride in India's space sector. He said it strengthens India's heavy lift launch capability and reinforces India's growing role in the global commercial launch market. The Prime Minister further emphasized that the achievement is also reflective of India's efforts towards an Atmanirbhar Bharat as the nation continues to soar higher in the world of space. He extended wishes to hard-working space scientists and engineers of the nation. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that India has been re-elected to the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, Council with one of the highest mandates. In a social media post, the minister said that Indian aviation has earned significant global recognition under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression, Irene Khan, has warned that a climate of entrenched impunity is fueling mob violence in Bangladesh. Our correspondent has the details.
UN Special Rapporteur Irene Khan has warned that the freedom of expression in Bangladesh is under sustained attack from both state and non-state actors. Citing United Nations data, she said that since August 5, 2024, hundreds of journalists have been arrested on politically motivated charges, many subjected to arbitrary detention and several killed. Khan accused the interim government of fostering a culture of impunity where threats and violent attacks against journalists, artists and civil society actors continue without accountability. However, observers have noted that while highlighting attacks on media and cultural institutions, Khan's statement did not reference the very recent incident of mob lynching of Hindu youth Dipu Chandra Das in Memansingh over allegation of blasphemy. Nawal Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
Still with Bangladesh, at least 5 people were shot dead and more than 10 others injured in violent clashes between 2 rival groups over control of Jharland in Noakhali's Hatia Upzilla yesterday. Police said the violence erupted on Jaglar Char, a newly emerged island in the Meghna River, where a long-running dispute between the Kopa Shamsu, alias Shamsuddin Group, and the Alauddin Group escalated into repeated clashes and exchange of gunfire. Police said leaders of both groups were among those killed. This is Akashvani giving you the news. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In United States, Trump administration has announced sweeping changes to the H-1B work visa selection process, replacing the long-standing random lottery with a weighted system that prioritizes higher-skilled and higher-paid foreign workers. We have a report.
The move, Department of Homeland Security said, is aimed at better protecting the wages, working conditions and job opportunities of American workers while strengthening the integrity of the H-1B non-immigrant visa program. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services spokesman Matthew Trajesser said the existing random selection process of H-1B registrations was exploited and abused by U.S. employers who were primarily seeking to import foreign workers at lower wages than they would pay American workers. Under the new regulation, H-1B visas will no longer be awarded through a purely random draw, as has been the practice over the past 2 decades. Instead, registrations will be ranked and selected through a weighted process that increases the probability that visas go to higher skilled and higher paid foreign nationals while still allowing employers to petition for workers across all wage levels. Renu Kataria for World News.
Libya's Army Chief of Staff Mohammed Ali Ahmed al-Haddad and 4 others were killed in an air crash near Turkey's capital city, Ankara. Libya's Prime Minister Abdulhamid Dibeiba termed it a tragic accident, stating that the crash happened yesterday while the officials were returning from a visit to Turkey. A senior Turkish official said that 3 crew members were also killed in the crash, adding that the aircraft had sought an emergency landing after reporting an electrical malfunction. Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, passed sweeping new gun and anti-terror rules today following the mass shooting on Bondi Beach. The new law tightens firearm ownership, bans public display of terror symbols and strengthens the police power to curb protests. The New South Wales State Parliament passed the Terrorism and Other Legislation Amendment Bill early morning after the upper house approved the bill by 18-8 during an emergency sitting. Under the new gun laws, individual licenses will be capped at 4, while farmers will be permitted to own up to 10 guns. Ukrainian troops have withdrawn from the embattled eastern town of Siversk as Russia continues its slow and steady advance. The Ukrainian military said that it acted to preserve the lives of their soldiers and the combat capability of units, adding that Russian forces had a significant advantage in manpower. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored a blistering unbeaten 69 runs off 34 balls. With this win, India is leading the 5-match series 2-0. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Space Research Organization successfully launches US-based AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite from Sriharikota. UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression Irene Khan warns climate of entrenched impunity fueling mob violence in Bangladesh. Trump administration changes US H-1B work visa process, replacing lottery system with wage and skill-based selection. Libya's Army Chief of Staff, Mohammed Ali Ahmed al-Haddad, and 4 others killed in air crash near Ankara. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in second T20 international to take a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.